This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of quick hits, which we have coming up at 2:40 today, wink, wink.
Want to call some people some unserious people? We can do all the hits.
I can do like 15 seconds of a lot of people. Most of them were from 30 years ago, though.
If your hands are clean, it's only because the dirty places that you go to do manicures. Like, do the Brian Coxes.
No.
Be secession for
but
me,
see,
please.
He
doesn't
Brian
say dirty
Cox,
places, by the way. It's something I can't say on the air.
My Brian Cox is just Brian Cox from Super Troopers.
Okay.
That's just, I mean, it's, which, by the way, is just a nicer version of Logan Roy. With respect to Brian Cox.
He's come a long way, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he's come a long way.
That accent changed 5% for those characters, but he's fantastic. And now I don't want to get on the wrong side of Brian Cox here. He's clearly listening, but 13-0, baby.
You did it.
Yeah.
I say you did it with a complete emphasis. You did it.
I mean, I like to think that I've willed this team to where they are today, and then Donovan helped as well.
I like to think that Tristan Thompson would not be able to post out the 13 on the back of his jersey and the dash O, emulating Darius Garland, doing the number 10 and doing the 10-0, if not for your inspiration.
I would like to think that this is all on me, but no, Donovan Mitchell was pretty good last night. Can we just point to the fact that Donovan's numbers, specific scoring numbers, just the surface level aren't as good as they've been in the first couple years here. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that other people might be having a little bit better numbers. But then he goes and does what he does last night and reminds everybody that, yeah, they're sharing the workload here. But, yeah, this is Donovan Mitchell's team. That's what last night was the reminder of.
Yeah, and I kind of wondered at what point we would start to see more and more of this. Because last year we'd see so many games where it just felt like JB was like, all right, Donovan, go out there, win the game, do the thing. And this year the theme of it, Nick, had been the exact opposite. It had been, all right, here's the game Darius wins. Here's the game Evan wins. Here's the game. And it just kind of, it was a who's who. It was a dealer's choice any given night. And in recent games, it feels like we've gone back to the idea that in the NBA, most teams, you got one superstar. In today's NBA, the super team era is gone. You got one superstar in most teams, and Donovan is reminding everybody who that superstar is.
Well, and I think, you know why that matters? Because he's not having to spend the other three quarters doing it. Like, I think there is, like, a simple thing of, like, diminishing returns. If Donovan has to be Donovan for four quarters, it's really hard, especially, I mean, for anybody, but especially for an undersized combo guard, to do that for four quarters while also doing all the little things. Because Donovan didn't just take over the game with scoring last night. He was doing a lot of the other things that led to that Cavaliers win.
Yeah, nearly had a triple-double.
And so, like, what I think is interesting is, you know, I think Donovan's just going to have games where it's like, all right, this team is got their feet in the mud a little bit. I'm going to have to just go over and take over the game completely. But when it only has to be the fourth quarter, he can kind of keep things in reserve for that moment. But I think what'll be really interesting, and the real test of time, is as the next 69 games go on, can you continue to keep Darius as one of your closers? Because I think when we get into the playoffs, I know that there are a lot of superficial conversations we all have about how different the playoffs are.
Yeah.
But
and Darius can be Exhibit A in that in many regard. I know we called it a season from hell, but last year, Darius in Game 7 against Orlando was absolutely atrocious.
Well, and I think, you know, when we start to examine the Cavs' upside, truly in the playoffs, the regular season and playoff upsides are two very different things. But yeah, Darius and Evan and Donovan all taken over games. Even Jared has taken over second half of a game before the season. Yeah, that really, really helps you in the regular season. But those habits of not just having to look at Donovan and go, you're going to close this thing out, I think that's crucial to surprising people in the NBA. Like, I think having Donovan be the guy, okay, yeah, you're the closer. Oh, but by the way, we're going to go to Darius as well.
Yeah, because it felt like, remember at times last year we got on JB early on in the season because in end of games, he wasn't just getting the ball to Donovan and letting Donovan be the superstar in that moment.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like he got the memo. It seemed like he got the memo and then he kind of went a little too hard in the paint with that and was constantly going to Donovan. I guess I got to ask you, what balance are you looking for here? It seems like you want a surprise attack.
I think that makes you lethal in the playoffs.
For sure. I mean, anytime you got more options than not. Like right now, it feels like the Cavs have an ace up their sleeve. That's Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
You have that. That's there. That's always going to be a good card to play. Can you get to a spot where Darius is something that you can use late in games and have it matter?
I think it will. I actually think the wild card is Evan.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty confident that, like, this isn't, I know why everybody's saying it. I don't think it's a fluke that Darius has taken over games at the end of the game and doing what he's doing. I don't think it is. I just think it's a fluke we haven't seen in the playoffs yet. I think specific to last year, I think that's more fluky.
Let me put it this way. The Boston game coming up in a little bit. We're putting a lot of heat on it. We're putting a lot of weight on it. It's a regular season game on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I heard hours of
most
discussion
important game ever.
About whether or not on a Thursday.
Yep.
What is that? That's a lot of days in between here.
Should we put all the eggs in the basket on the Boston game or go 24-0? 216-474-0092.
On a regular season game, 4 days away still, but that's fine. At the end of that game, if it goes to anybody but Donovan, are you going to get mad at Kenny Atkinson?
No. And by the way, that might actually take a little bit of like...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a little bit of patience because one day he's going to go to the wrong guy at the wrong time or the right guy who just didn't get the job done. And that's okay.
Okay, because we didn't make it okay with JB often early on.
Well, yeah, because I think at some point, I think there were a lot of things that went into that. I think so much of my confidence that Darius can still be the closer or one of your two closers, not just now, but throughout the rest of the season and the postseason, one, are he's ridiculously talented, and I still feel like I feel like every day I get stronger with the idea that last year was the anomaly. The other thing is, I think the offense is allowing this. And like in a way, the bench has been the fulcrum to get back into some of these games. Like, the bench helped you last night in the third quarter. Obviously, I'm trying to think, was it the Nets game? What was the game?
Yeah, the Nets game was the one Nets that they game. Had the five-man lineup with none of the core four in there. They erased the 19-9 deficit.
Yeah, and I think, so, okay, that's a really useful tool to use, but that's because of the offense. That's because of the way this thing is set up.
Excuse me, they went on the 19-9 run.
I feel like the same thing with Darius and Donovan, because the thing that got into the, killing the ball, and it became hero ball, was the ball wasn't moving. The ball was still moving last night.
Yeah, ball's moving a lot right now in this offense.
And it's moving with Donovan still somehow getting those touches to take over the game. So it's not just ugly ISO ball, dribbling the ball into the court, all the kind of things that sometimes come with either Donovan or Darius. And I think that's really exciting. I think Donovan as your class A, if you will, I'm just going to make a really lazy comparison, and Darius is your Cade Smith of like, it's not Donovan's night? Cool. I think that's really, really powerful. And I think that is part of that upside we just haven't seen yet with this team. And I think last night was a reminder, yep, it's Donovan's team. And there's going to be another moment where, hey, it's also Darius's team. But I think I think it's a really important line to walk, and I think that's the importance of coaches.
I mean, you got four guys that are all making $200 million deals. I mean, they it should be looked at as a collection of awesome NBA players. But for some reason, it's still just it deviates back to what today's NBA is, which is, again, the super team is gone. It's now who's your superstar, and then how do you supplement that? Are the Cavs able to almost zig when the rest of the league is zagging is the question I would have for you. Because think about it. Like, in with the 76ers, Embiid is the star, and then you're putting all the other pieces around him. As much as we like Maxey and George, you're putting the other pieces around him. With the Knicks, you're putting the other pieces around Brunson. Like, it's still, at the end of the day, you still know who it goes through. Even with the Bucks, you have Dame there, but it's still going through Giannis.
Yeah, but I think that's an oversimplification. Like, most times it goes through Giannis, and then you can play the Dame card if you need to, but if you want to. Like, in New York, yeah, it's Jalen Brunson. I think the problem with Julius is maybe the feeling with Julius Randle is he couldn't do that enough, so then you go out and trade Julius Randle for Karl Anthony Towns, and we'll find out if Karl Anthony Towns can do that. I mean, even in Golden State, like, yeah, Steph was the killer, and then Steph and KD were the killer. How many times did Klay Thompson take over games?
No, but that's back in the super team era. There, that like you can see the NBA is shifting away from. Are we trying to build what is essentially a mini super team, just not with the names that you'd associate typically with it?
I think super teams now are two star teams, and I think as of right now, it's
changed.
You're a two star team, and that's where Evan eventually being able to close out games by taking over games becomes really important. I don't know if you can do that this year. Because I think it takes time for that, right? People call it the dog mentality. That's a lazy kind of nomenclature for it. I think some of it is just being coached up and
they just like saying dog mentality too. It is kind of
really,
fun.
I like saying nomenclature.
I like putting out gifts of having the heart, or like the whole body, and then it's actually just a dog where the heart is.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
That's because that's you and
it's
me.
Got that dog in them.
Yeah, that's people always say Nick and JP. They got that dog in them. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We also have Brian Baldinger at 3:20. Baldy, Odyssey NFL Insider, will get his thoughts on the talent conundrum that we've been talking about for a couple days now. Pete Futek, College Football News, joining us at 4. We got The Narrative. I feel like I got to set that up better. But with Jonathan at 6:20, in case we missed it at the end of the show. Oh, we've got so much to get to, but 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Is Donovan Mitchell still your dedicated closer, or is last night, I don't want to say the anomaly, but is last night going to be one of three different closers for your team? Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and sometimes Evan Mobley. We'll get into that. And Shaquille O'Neal weighed in on how much credit Kenny Atkinson deserves. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.